For much of 2020, Governor Andrew Cuomo was considered one of the heroes of the COVID-19 pandemic. He was praised for his steady daily briefings when national leadership was lacking. But recently, the governor has suffered a reversal of fortune as a scandal over reporting of nursing home deaths plagues his administration. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports on a new poll that suggests that most New Yorkers think the governor did something wrong.
It's been over a decade since a New York governor was skewered on Saturday Night Live, where the show's cold open skits have become a cultural touchstone. Elliot Spitzer was satirized for his involvement with prostitutes, and former Governor David Paterson blamed SNL parodies for his slide in approval ratings. Governor Cuomo has been largely exempt from the ribbings until a report by the state's attorney general found that he significantly undercounted the number of New Yorkers in nursing homes who died of COVID. On Saturday's show, cast member Chloe Fineman, playing Britney Spears, asks Pete Davidson, portraying Cuomo, about the scandal.
Some of the people who died in the nursing homes were not counted as nursing home deaths. They were counted as hospital deaths, which is basically what happens at Disney World, okay?
The skit goes on with Davidson's Cuomo saying he is sorry. In real life, Cuomo did not actually apologize, but he did admit it was wrong for his health department to withhold the actual numbers for nearly a year. He said he should have been more forthcoming with the tally of 15,000 New Yorkers in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities who died of the virus so far. He says his failure to provide the facts led to a vacuum.
The void we created by not providing information was filled with skepticism and cynicism and conspiracy theories.
The controversy is now under federal investigation by the U.S. Attorney of Eastern New York. A Marist College poll finds the issue is resonating with the public. 60% of New Yorkers surveyed believe that Cuomo did something wrong in his handling of nursing homes. Of that group, 41% say he likely did something unethical, and 19% say the governor might have even done something illegal. Marist director of polling Lee Miringoff says Cuomo's job approval ratings, which were high in the summer and fall of 2020, have now dropped back to pre-pandemic levels.
This is a damaging story.
A spokesman for the governor, Rich Azzopardi, counters that the governor's approval rating is at 57% in another poll. That was conducted by Morning Consult, a less well-known outlet. Miringoff says the best advice for an elected official who becomes caught up in a scandal is to be as transparent with the public as possible to avoid a daily trickle of damaging information. He says, unfortunately, though, for Cuomo, that time has passed as the state withheld the actual nursing home numbers for nearly 10 months.
What's happening now is he's getting experiencing a little bit of a pile on.
The attacks are coming not just from Republicans who have called for his impeachment. Several Democrats are calling for a fuller investigation, including New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who's had a rocky relationship with the governor. Democratic state lawmakers plan to curb the governor's sweeping emergency powers granted to him by the legislature earlier in the pandemic. And Queens Democratic Assemblyman Ron Kim has accused the governor of a bullying phone call, where he says Cuomo threatened to destroy him if he didn't stop his criticisms. Cuomo aides deny that occurred, but the governor, during a coronavirus briefing with reporters, accused Kim of running a pay-to-play political racket with nail salon owners in his district. Kim relayed his story on CNN, MSNBC, and ABC's The View.
Cuomo is an abuser. He has abused his powers.
Cuomo has said he wants to seek a fourth term as governor. The Marist poll finds just over one-third of voters say he deserves that chance. Miringoff says it's a long time until the next elections in 2022, and he says other politicians have overcome scandals in the past by keeping their noses to the grindstone and focusing on what's important. And right now, he says, that's guiding the state out of the long pandemic and taking steps to revive the economy. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.